the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
I've never felt so scared in my life.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, Chinatown merchants calling for action after a string of recent crimes, the response to their demand. Plus, progress this morning on the largest wildfire burning in California. We'll get you up to speed with the latest updates from the fire lines. Hundreds of thousands of music fans are gathering in San Francisco for Outside Lands this weekend. We'll have all of the excitement from day one and the festival forecast. Good morning. It's Saturday, August 6th. Thanks for starting your day with us. I'm Max Sedaro. Devin is off today. Let's start our day with a quick check of the weather with First Alert meteorologist Darren Peck. Darren, good morning.
Morning, Max. Happy to have you here with us on a weekend morning, which is starting out, by the way, just like every morning has for the previous 5 weekdays, is gray out there. Marine layers pretty much got the entire bay this morning. There are some pretty breaks in it and openings in it. In fact, here in the city, for time, you might even see some blue sky. But if we look at the camera from above the Santa Clara Valley, you can see how widespread this is. Most of the bay is over there on that side. Most of the peninsula and all those mid-Penn preserves are all over there to my left. All right, temperatures in the mid-60s out there now to start this day. We're going to stay right where we were yesterday for daytime highs, which means we're going to be wonderfully below average for this time of year. If low to mid-80s is your thing and you're inland, you get not only another day, but there's going to be many more like that in the 7-day forecast. I'll explain how long we can keep this going in the complete First Alert forecast in a few minutes. For now, Max, back over to you.
All right, Darren, check back with you in a little bit. Taking a live look this morning at San Francisco, where Chinatown business owners want more protection from law enforcement. This comes after a string of break-ins and burglaries. KPIX 5's Betty Yu has the response from the police and the district attorney.
There have been 10 commercial burglaries in the last 45 days in Chinatown, according to SFPD. We saw a volunteer muralist painting plywood outside Dim Sum Corner, which was burglarized Thursday. Someone threw a rock at the glass door and stole two cash registers around 2 a.m. Nearby Begoni Bistro was also hit this week. Cash and iPad stolen, glass smashed. Calvin Louie is a longtime community member and business owner.
I've never felt so scared in my life walking home at night. In the old days, I used to walk home midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's safe. But now I have to be aware of my surroundings. I got my pepper spray.
At a Far East Cafe dinner to celebrate the promotions of SFPD Assistant Chief David Lazar and Commander Julian Ng, crime in the neighborhood was top of mind.
We got to deal with AEPIP.
SFPD Central Station Lieutenant Douglas Farmer said he's committed to prioritizing the safety of Chinatown, particularly in the overnight hours. He also plans to add plainclothes officers.
Last night, we had some extra overnight officers, and they ended up making a stop on an individual. I don't know if it was related to the break-ins, but it did stop some break-ins. That individual had some stolen property on him and was arrested.
SFPD also acknowledged a strong partnership with newly appointed DA, Brooke Jenkins.
The last 2.5 years, we've sent a message to people in San Francisco and outside of San Francisco that you get a free pass if you commit crime here. And it's going to take some time for people to figure out that that's no longer the case, which I'm trying every day to make very clear.
We're super hopeful that the new DAA is going to be pulling in the same direction we are. Everything points in that direction, and it just buoys the spirits of the cops on the street.
In San Francisco, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
Across the bay, businesses in Oakland's Little Saigon neighborhood are also concerned about increasing crime. Just this week, at least 7 shops were robbed in and around International Plaza on the same night, and it took police hours to respond. As KPIX 5's Da Lin explains, some store owners are now taking matters into their own hands.
Fed up business owners say they can't rely on the Oakland police, so they had a meeting to come up with their own solutions. After the first alarm went off, it took Oakland police close to 3 hours to respond to multiple burglaries at a strip mall in Oakland's Little Saigon district.
Shock. Kind of mad.
Not just mad at the thieves, but also mad at the police.
I just want to know why they came like 2 hours later.
V&J Fusion restaurant owner Simon Liu says the slow response sends an invitation to burglars to hit up all Oakland businesses.
Police is not really reliable. you know? Like, call them, they don't come.
Surveillance footage shows on Monday morning a group of people cut holes and entered most of the businesses from the roof. The first alarm went off at 4:32 a.m. The alarm company sent a notification to the Oakland police. A police spokesperson says because they get so many alarm notifications, the alarm that came from this laundromat was placed on a low priority list. Police say a Cantonese speaker called 911 at 6:11 a.m. Because of the language barrier, officers thought the burglars had already left, so that call was also placed on a low priority list. Surveillance footage shows the burglars ransacked all seven businesses and left around 6:30, 2 hours after they first broke in. They took their time, even with the alarm blasting. Oakland police showed up at 7:24 a.m., almost 3 hours after the first alarm was tripped and more than an hour after the first 911 call. Oakland police say officers were handling multiple shootings on Monday morning, including two major incidents from Sunday. They say they sent the officers as quickly as they could. They say the response time to the strip mall was actually decent compared to other burglaries.
I think it's really sad that it takes such a long time for the police to respond.
They promised us.
Jim Nguyen with the Unity Council and the business owners met with a law enforcement expert on Friday to prevent future burglaries. They're looking at gates at the small plaza and adding big bright lights for nighttime visibility.
We're talking to business owners about having network camera. Network lights.
While Simon believes the meeting was useful, he says they need the police to do better.
We're just all small business trying to make it, you know, and we definitely need protection because when incidents like that happen, people are scared to come over here, and that's bad for business.
Given the recent robberies and shootings in the Little Saigon district, Oakland police assigned a liaison officer to this area. They're down 73 officers. Right now, they have 653 officers in the city. In Oakland, I'm Da Lin, KPIX 5.
A live look at San Francisco this morning, where the health department is investigating the first possible case of monkeypox in a city jail. According to the sheriff's office, the potential case was discovered after the person was arrested. That person is now in isolation. Meanwhile, more monkeypox cases are popping up in Sonoma County. 17 cases confirmed so far. That's up from 6 cases 10 days ago. Health officials say the county has received 820 doses of the vaccine. On to the fire watch. We're learning more about the damage from the McKinney fire burning near the Oregon border. The U.S. Forest Service says the fire has destroyed at least 87 homes and 45 other buildings. The fire has killed 4 people since it broke out on July 29th in the Klamath National Forest. It has scorched nearly 60,000 acres. It's about 93 square miles. The fire is now 30% contained. One of the Bay Area's most celebrated cheese companies is closing up shop after 25 years. Cheese lovers are saying their last goodbyes to the Cowgirl Creamery. The shop in Point Reyes revealed on Instagram that September 5th will be its last day in business. The company already closed its San Francisco cafe last year due to waning foot traffic. Now it's going to concentrate on its Petaluma production facility. Cowgirl Creamery's gourmet cheeses will still be available through other retailers. A beloved San Jose bookstore is up for sale as the owners are set to embark in a new chapter of life called retirement. Hickleby's on Lincoln Avenue has been a go-to bookstore for kids in the Willow Glen neighborhood. Sisters Valerie Lewis and Monica Holmes opened the store in 1979, and ever since, kids of all ages have flocked to check out the latest books and to find a cozy spot to read. The sisters say it's time for them to retire and to sell the store.
I could be here till I was 190, and I think some people are afraid I might be, but I think it makes sense to exit with grace.
I remember coming here for field trips when I was at the elementary school. This has been the go-to place to get books and toys for all holidays, events, new babies, everything.
Some longtime visitors stopped by to bring in their kids to the bookstore this week for one final time. Store owners say they hope Hickleby's legacy continues to thrive once they sell the bookstore. Outside Lands is back in San Francisco with hundreds of thousands of music fans expected to pack Golden Gate Park this weekend. As KPIX 5's Sarah Donchi tells us, everyone is ready to let loose.
The sun was shining Friday afternoon at Outside Lands, one of San Francisco's biggest and perhaps loudest parties, is back.
It's a great place to make new friends and a great place to actually eat food, enjoy music, and have a great time.
Friday's headliners drew big crowds, some showing up hours before their favorite artists were set to hit the stage. Fans were not shy about who they came to see.
SZA and Uzi.
Yeah.
Disclosure.
Telling us their favorites was one thing, but singing them?
Hello, my darling. I will follow you into the sunrise.
Yeah, it goes like that.
It goes 20 more minutes until I'm on. 20 more minutes if Lil Uzi.
But if you'd rather leave it to the professionals, we found them too. In the artist Dayglow told us it is an honor to perform at Golden Gate Park.
Things can feel pretty hectic, and this feels like really peaceful. It's like serene. Beautiful environment. Yeah, I've good vibes for today.
Despite not having any COVID restrictions, the festival is happening with the backdrop of multiple public health emergencies.
I'm not really worried about monkeypox. I just finished having COVID, so I'm ready to go.
And it isn't just the music. 96 local restaurants, 36 wineries, and 30 breweries are participating.
Happening today, kids on the peninsula can pick up free backpacks before they head back for a new school year. Volunteers with Samaritan House will hold a drive-through at 9 o'clock this morning. It's happening at the San Mateo County Event Center on Saratoga Drive. The organization says it has enough backpacks for more than 1,000 kids.